a word for you from 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 22, and then James 1, verses 14 and 15. And he said, "All is well. My master has sent me to say, they have just come now from the hill country of Ephraim, two young men of the sons of the prophets. Please give them a talent of silver and two changes of clothing." And then in James 1, 14 and 15, "Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin." This is what Gehazi experienced. He was drawn away from God and from the ways of his master Elisha because a thought had developed in him. It was incubated, and when it was conceived, it brought about sin. You see, Gehazi had a lustful, greedy view and feeling in his heart. He probably couldn't identify it, although had he been godly, he would have revealed this temptation and dealt with it in time, but unfortunately allowed it to incubate. He thought about it. He considered to himself about going to Naaman and demanding some money. Well, asking in a nice way, but it was still just as sinful. But instead, he concocted a story. He was deceitful. Greed creates deceit as well. And then, instead of going in the direction of his master, who had refused a financial gift from Naaman, who had been healed from leprosy, Gehazi went in his own direction. He should have been a trustworthy co-worker of Elisha. Instead, he was drawn away by his own lust. And as we've read in James, it says that when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. He thought about it, he created a plan, and then he acted on his thought. And so he comes to Naaman and says, "Actually, it's my master who has this need. Please give me this and I will bring it to him." In actual fact, it was his own greedy lust. Are you satisfied with what God gives you? Are you using the opportunities God gives you? Perhaps you have the opportunities for godliness and growing in grace, but instead, there is some form of greediness, a lustful desire in you. It might not just be sexual, it might be a greediness after finance. It might be some greed for recognition. Whatever it is, if you incubate that thing and you think about it long enough, you will act upon it. So don't be like Gehazi, who was then struck down with leprosy.